The Metricon pre-game interview.
Time to go inside the Joey's camp with a man who'd love to be out there this afternoon. Just off air, said the conditions would be ideal for him, but he's battling injury. We talk of their skipper, Al Hickey, and he's standing alongside our very own Jane Birch. Birchie.
Thanks for joining us, Al. Last time Joey's were in this position to go undefeated in the season was 2017. You're a part of that team. What I want to know from you is, at the start of the year, when you were doing your pre-season, did you look at the group and honestly think that they would be in this position going into the last round?
No, I think, now that you brought that up, I think last time we went undefeated, we managed to lose our first final by about 80 points, so not necessarily an omen, but I think I've got pretty high expectations of this group, but to be honest, they keep exceeding them. I think standing here at the start of the year, I thought we were a top three team and hopefully a formidable team and one that would be in contention in our best footy, but yeah, to be here, and obviously we've got one hurdle to get over, and it's going to be a very challenging day today. We're going to have to bring our best footy, but to even the year we've had, they can keep exceeding my expectations week on week, so let's hope they can keep doing that.
And you've been the heart and soul of this team for a very long time, and they would dearly love you out there, obviously, today, but certainly for the finals. You're injured, unfortunately. Can you tell us a little bit about the injury? I think you're going to use quite a scientific term for it, so you might need to just explain that to the listeners as well when you update us.
I would love to be out there, obviously, and as Kingy said, these conditions probably suit. I'm the one that's praised for this, and while the rest of them don't, so... I've had a bit of an ankle injury, which probably a little bit mismanaged and misdiagnosed at the very start. But I've got a syndesmosis ankle, which is a little bit more serious than I gave credit for. So well and truly on my way back to recovery. Obviously need to manage the finals coming up, and we'll definitely see me out there in the finals campaign.
Best case scenario is second semi-final. Would you be able to play next week if you had to go into a qualifying final, Al?
I think at this point they're thinking the second semi, and given that next week, if we are to play next week, we're still going to have a double chance. So, I think we're just taking it week by week and just to see how I react as I keep building up from training. So there's no sort of set date. It's just keep hitting your hurdles and your fitness tests and just keep seeing how you react and pull up. But it will be around that week, if not the semi.
As Birchie touched on, you're on the cusp of going through unbeaten through a home and away season, and you touched on 2017 doesn't guarantee anything, but you did go on and win the flag after losing that first final. What is it about this group that's different to last year? Availability has helped with guys not disappearing overseas, but you still had Leonard and O'Dwyer and guys like that have had time away, but probably depth has been able to cover that with a bit of maturity in the group this year?
There's no doubt that the draw, we did have a generous draw and we did sort of get the top teams when they were a little bit more vulnerable, but to take no credit away from what our group's managed to do, but I think having a young group and the drive and just the continuous improvement mindset, and I think the thing that's probably surprised me the most, and the biggest risk with having a younger group is maturity sort of lapses in form, but the amount of self-belief all these kids that we have are playing with, and their willingness to come in and play their role, just really simplifying footy and taking it one week at a time. So
for Metricon, Australia's number one builder, 8 years strong, here is Jason Doherty.
Now, Al, bugger the footy, this headband gate thing that's going on at this club is just getting beyond it's ridiculous. The coach has been walking around with one. There's some blokes who are playing in the twos who are way ahead of themselves. They're drinking their own bathwater with some headbands on. Is this the whole Buklovich scenario going on at this club, or what's going on?
Probably speaks to some poor leadership, doesn't it?
It does, actually. Aren't you the captain?
Well, I think there's a couple of them are a bit of a lost cause. I'm just hoping that they're not influencing some of the ones that have got their heads screwed on to convert over with them at the moment. But, it's eyebrow raising stuff. But when you keep pulling off wins, it's really hard to sort of question that they're doing the wrong things.
Just let them keep doing the same thing.
Yeah, let them keep doing it.
We're talking about the fact that obviously the twos are going well here, and a strong first is a strong senior team is you've got a strong club and always been good juniors and reserves, but it just the next level is now to, we saw it last year in terms of you were sort of on the cusp, but now from the club perspective and the whole club, the reserves as well, in terms of picking up an extra 10 or 15%
to well,
go the next step.
Yeah, well, like our netballer on top at the moment, we had our senior women's play in a grand final in the Divi 2 competition, unfortunately couldn't get over the line, but we do have a strong club, and I hope that speaks to the way we run the club in terms of, you know, making it inclusive. And
I just saw Ronnie. He might need a headband, actually. Can you get a haircut? What's going on? He needs a headband. Have you got a headband? There it is. He's pulled. Great radio. He's pulled it out of his pocket. Ow. This is what we're dealing with here.
Yes.
The coach is unhinged sometimes. What's going on here? No, go back to, you got some teams in the grand final tomorrow in the juniors, footy?
Yeah. I think the under-16s. Yeah. So, yeah, there's plenty of teams. It's great to see, and I think the pleasing thing is that we're a club that always builds teams up the right way. Like, you look at all our, even A-grade netballers, they're all played juniors, and a lot of our guys playing footy, even through the reserves, are all club people. So I think that's, you know, it's worth going through the troughs and rebuilding phases in your different groups to build it up the right way, and it makes it extra special when you do it that way. So, yeah, there's lots to like. We're in a good spot.
It's good.
You talk about the young players. Obviously, last year was a competitive season with the young kids in their first year. We talk about the Hunter Lewises and Max McLaughlin. Felix Henderson's, he was straight out of the Colts as well. Tanner Owen's only a young kid. Nonatus has come on. Joel Edwards is only a young fella. There's so many of these kids that got some gains into them last year that you're really seeing the benefit now off.
Yeah, I actually almost forget how young they are sometimes, because I think, like, being a leader too, you expect so much of your, the guys that you're playing with, and they've played enough footy, and, you know, sometimes I feel like, oh, you know, I've been pretty hard on people, and you go, oh, you're actually 19 or 20, you know, you've still got a long, so, but incredible talent that you just reeled off there, and there's still another, you know, cohort running out in this game that you're going to see playing plenty of senior footy if they keep sticking at it and keep driving. So it's, as an older player that's been through different generations of footy here, it's actually really refreshing to see that talent and be a part of it. And
were you upset that Cam Tudor came back to make you not the eldest player on the list?
I don't know about upset, because I was happy to renege on the fossil title. I probably wasn't enjoying that much. I thought when you're in your 20s, it's pretty steep to be called dinosaur and fossil and all those sort of things.
At least he's running around the number 66.
Yeah. 66?
Yeah, exactly right.
He can do a bit of time in some heavy numbers and being called...
Oscar Morrison wasn't given the four. No chance, was he?
Yeah.
The other one, just on the back of talking about the young kids, that you go to the other way with a bit of experience coming to the side. Liam Betson's season's been huge, because he gives you that flexibility down back, helps out Ollie Northam in the ruck when he has to. He's just been huge this year.
Yeah, he's probably been one of our most important players, actually. And, he's unstoppable whatever position he's playing in. And he's tough as old boots, and he's such a reliable, and I guess you kind of need those guys in around younger players that are super talented, and he's such a good bloke to have around the group, and no doubt a lot of our younger players are looking at what he's doing and leaning on him a lot. So yeah, he's been terrific for us.
Hick, we can't wait to see you in the finals. Fingers crossed.
Yep.
Syndesmosis comes good for you, and we'll see you in a qualifying final. Well, sorry, second semi-final.
Yep.
And obviously, hopefully the boys will enjoy a week off and watch Leopold and St Mary's go toe-to-toe next week if all goes to plan. Really appreciate your time, as always, having a chat to us, and can't wait to see you in a fortnight's time.
Good on you. Thanks, fellas. Much appreciated.
Al Hickey joining us on K-Rock Football. Thanks to Metricon. Metricon, Australia's number one builder. 8-year strong. Start building in just 16 weeks with Metricon. See their 5 displays across Geelong today. Armstrong Estate, Mount Dunedin. Banksy Estate, Armstrong Creek. Jen Finesford and the Sanctuary Springs Estate in Leopold. Check out metricon.com.au.
The Metricon pre-game interview.